This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bill Bowling joins me on the program. He is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and you are on the road today, is that right?
Hey Coy, how you doing? Yeah, and I apologize, I'm running a little bit late here this afternoon.
No problems at all.
Man, listen to that Jimmy Buffett music gets me in a weekend mood.
It's almost here. This is a Friday, Thursday around here. We call that Little Friday, just to get us going.
Absolutely, we need all the help we can get.
Indeed. Hey, before we go any further, your office announced today that you have endorsed Christian Schoenwald, former chair of the Albemarle County Republicans, as in his bid for district chairman of the Republican Party in the 5th District, which he would oversee then the race against incumbent Tom Perriello. You want to give us your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've known and worked with Christian for a long, long time with the work that he's done there in Charlottesville and Albemarle County. I think he's a very effective leader and organizer for our party. He's a dear friend of mine, someone who has always been there to help me out. And, I think he's the kind of person we need helping to lead our party in the 5th District. He's got some big shoes to fill. You know, Tucker Watkins has held that position for a long time and done a great job. And, I think Christian's exactly the kind of a guy that we need to be able to mobilize the base of our party in November. And also reach out to independent voters and conservative Democrats who think their party has left them. And that's the kind of synergy that we're going to have to build to win back that congressional seat. And I think Christian can help provide the leadership to get that done.
We're talking with Bill Bowling, and the phone lines are open if you have a question or a comment for the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. Got to ask you about the national news today regarding Governor McDonald's signed proclamation for Confederate History Month, declaring April Confederate History Month. He has issued an apology for not including any mention of slavery in that proclamation. Your thoughts on this whole story?
Well, I certainly don't have any problem with the issuance of the proclamation. You know, I've always said that I think it's important that we remember every aspect of our history. Our history helps define who we are as Virginians, good or bad, better or worse, and goodness knows there are parts of our history that by modern standards we're proud of and parts that we're not so proud of, but I think it's important that we remember where we came from. So my view's always been on these things with Confederate History Month and Revolutionary War History Month and African American History Month and whatever the case may be, that you either recognize them all or you don't recognize any of them, and I support recognizing them all because I think they're all a part of who we are as Virginians. You know, the fact that any reference to slavery was left out of the resolution, I'll tell you something that Governor McDonald feels awfully about. You review these things 100 times, and then the minute that you release them, you look at it and you say, "Oh my goodness, how in the world did we not catch that?" And the governor just feels awfully about that. You know, he's apologized for that oversight. Clearly, slavery is a part of that Confederate history, not something that we're proud of, not something that we condone, and a reference to that should have been in the proclamation. And nobody feels worse about the fact that it wasn't than Bob McDonald, but it was just honestly a simple oversight, and the governor's apologized for it and corrected it, and I think he was right in doing that.
We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. We saw in the past that the Democratic governors, Mark Warner, Tim Kaine, they did not issue such a proclamation. But the Republican governors in recent memory have. So clearly it appears to be sort of a political issue. So if I hear you right, you're saying it's not too contentious for a governor then to issue a proclamation like this.
Oh, no, not at all. I don't think so. Former Governor Warner and former Governor Kaine can explain why they chose not to issue the proclamation, but you know, my view is that our Confederate history is a part of who we are as Virginians. And I think it's important that we remember that just like we remember every other aspect of our history. And, you know, in issuing a proclamation that, you know, talks about remembering Confederate history, it's not in any way suggesting that you agree with or condone everything that was a part of that history. You know, I think we all recognize certainly that slavery was a part of that history. That is not something that we're proud of. It's not something that we would condone as Virginians today. But it is nonetheless a part of our history, and you know, we can't close our eyes to that. We can't turn our back on that. It's a part of who we are. So, you know, my view is that it is important that we remember history. It helps us remember how we have been defined as Americans and Virginians. So if you're going to issue any of these proclamations, I think, you know, recognizing any particular aspect of our history, I think you either issue all of them or you issue none of them. And you can't pick and choose what parts of history you want to remember and what parts you don't want to remember. I think it's important that we remember it all, good and bad, pro and con, warts and all, and talk about it openly and honestly like we're doing, because it is all a part of where we come from and who we are as Virginians. So I don't view it as a political kind of an issue at all. I really view it more as an educational, historical kind of a perspective. At least that's what it means to me.
How do you view, we're talking with Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, how do you view the recent statement from the White House to open the door to offshore drilling off the coast of Virginia?
Well, I think it was good news, and, you know, to a certain extent, I'll tell you, it was surprising news, but, you know, we've said that we want to work with the president when we can to promote common policy goals. For example, we've worked with him on charter schools, and now we're working with him on offshore development of our offshore resources. So, you know, we were delighted that the president took that position. I think it was exactly the correct position to take. Coy, as you and I have talked about many times, there is huge economic benefits in Virginia being the first state along the Atlantic seaboard to develop our offshore energy resources. So I think it's good news for the country. It helps the country achieve a greater degree of energy security. It's good news for Virginia. It'll help Virginia achieve a greater degree of economic security. And now we want to work with the president and with the Secretary of Interior to make sure that lease sale remains online in late 2011, early 2012. The lease sale, of course, is the first step in the process of allowing a private company to go out there and start mapping and exploring and ultimately developing those resources. So we know that we're a ways away from actually still being able to develop those resources, but this is an important first step. Let me say one other thing about it. I really appreciate Senator Warner and Senator Webb and the work they did with us on this issue. They joined with us in a bipartisan basis to encourage the president and the secretary to take this position, and honestly don't think we would be where we are without the support of Senator Warner and Senator Webb, and I commend them and thank them for that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the key will be, real quick here before we let you go, the key will be that we make sure that Virginia gets as good a deal as some of those Gulf states have gotten in their offshore oil exploration, and that we get our fair share, put it that way.
Yeah, on the royalty side, that's true. But look, you know, forget about the royalties for a minute. There's a lot of, you know, $8 billion in capital investment here, 25,000 new jobs over a 10-year period, a lot of state and local tax revenue from income taxes and sales taxes. So, you know, while we certainly want a fair share of the royalty payments like the Gulf Coast states got, apart from that, this is going to have huge economic benefits for Virginia.
Bill Bowling, he is the Lieutenant Governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Thank you, sir. It's always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Coy. See you soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.